Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Nishath Hakim from Prosperity Health in Royal Oak, Michigan. Dr. Hakim is a highly experienced physician with board certification in functional integrative internal medicine with a career spanning over three decades. Dr. Hakim has practiced both traditional and functional medicine at Prosperity Health, a concierge practice. Dr. Hakim specializes in cardiovascular prevention and wellness, men's and women's hormone therapy, gut health, and lifestyle wellness. And on this episode, we're going to talk to Dr. Hakim about the secrets for men over 40 to get your drive back, get your youth back, and get back in the game. This is the Top Docs Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Klaproth. Dr. Hakim, thank you for being here.
Well, hi, Bill. Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here, and I can't wait to get into this very important subject about men's health.
Well, being a man over 40, I can't wait to get into this topic myself. So for Men's Health Month, could you share insights on how men age and what lifestyle changes and protocols they can implement to optimize their health?
Sure. That is an excellent question. Quite often, as we age, we don't realize some of the signs and symptoms that might lead to us feeling increasingly tired, fatigued. Part of it could be hormonal health. Part of it could also be lifestyles that we tend to practice. So starting first and foremost, as we approach our late 40s and early 50s as men, we start declining in what men feel is the most important hormone in their body, testosterone. However, I am going to also say that while you might have a decline in your testosterone, cortisol levels, or the fight or flight hormone that we often carry in both men and women, starts increasing. So what happens over these decades is instead of being testosterone dominant, having great stamina, endurance, muscle mass, libido, great bone density, those signs and symptoms start appearing in that with a decline.
Okay, so let's talk about those signs and symptoms. After the age of 40, men's health does start to differ. And you were talking about hormones. You were specifically talking about testosterone and cortisol. So what are some of those symptoms that indicate the need for hormone therapy?
So often it can start as small as, I'm feeling more fatigued, doc. I'm not getting enough rest in my life. We often blame it on lifestyle stressors. I work too much. I've got three or four kids. I'm, you know, sending kids to college, so on and so forth. But in reality, what's happening is testosterone is declining. Cortisol levels, in order for you to survive, are actually increasing. We become cortisol dominant. So cortisol dominance, actually both in men and women, can look like increased visceral fat, especially around the midsection. Individuals will say, I'm eating the same, I'm exercising the same, but yet I'm beginning to develop like this tire, just like my mom and dad when they were in their 50s and 60s around my midsection. That actually is not just a vanity issue. That can actually lead to increased risk of diabetes and heart disease.
So that's really important to know. So you said as we age, the testosterone starts to go down and the cortisol can often pick up. The cortisol is bad, right? That can negatively impact your health. And you just mentioned that it could impact cardiovascular health and other disease prevention. Could you be more specific on that? What should we be looking out for and know about that?
Sure. So cortisol, I don't consider it good or bad. It is an absolute necessity. So the way I describe cortisol is one of the original long-term fight or flight hormones. So your body does not know the difference if cortisol is being released, if a saber-toothed tiger is chasing you down the street versus you being late for a meeting or getting stuck in 6 inches of snow and not making it to the office on time. So your body naturally will release cortisol at those moments of stress. Unfortunately, in today's world, when we're always on the run, probably dealing with way too many tasks between online computers, working from home, working in person, and dealing with individuals virtually and in person, we actually have a lot more cortisol being released in our body. That can lead to increased glucose and actually sugar cravings. Interestingly, if you are under stress, the number one and two things that individuals reach for is going to be caffeine and sugar all day long. That can lead you down the path of increasing your weight, increasing your risk of diabetes and heart disease. Heart disease is the number one killer for men and women, and it remains so even despite the COVID epidemic.
So I guess this big cookie I have in the coffee next to me, not very good right now. I guess that's not good for me. Okay, let me cross that off the list then. So let's continue on about heart health, because I think this is really important. So can you explain the signs and symptoms that suggest the need to explore cardiovascular health?
So individuals, again, number one killer is heart disease in both men and women. In fact, in women, as their hormones decline, they double their risk of heart disease. As men's hormones decline, there is a significant increase in heart disease. Have they found a direct correlation to it? Not yet. However, they are studying the effects of individuals who are on testosterone replacement therapy and how well they manage to manifest or not manifest heart disease versus individuals who just naturally decline in testosterone and don't seek replacement. As of right now, studies are still ongoing, but we do know the symptoms that improve with testosterone replacement or hormone replacement include increased stamina, increased endurance, increased sense of well-being, increased muscle mass and decreased visceral fat, and increased bone density. When you actually look at all of those factors and these improvements with these symptoms, you're going to find an individual who, if they do it correctly, chooses to live a healthy lifestyle by choosing the right foods and exercising on a regular basis.
So, Dr. Hakeem, what you just mentioned seems like the recipe to age more gracefully and in a more healthy manner. You talked about better stamina, endurance, well-being, muscle mass, bone density. These are all important things to age gracefully, isn't that right? And have a more healthy lifestyle as you age.
Absolutely. So the average age that most males are going to live to in the United States is their late 70s and possibly late 80s. Average females in the United States are going to live to the age of 84 years old. We are living longer, but we're not necessarily living healthier, meaning individuals are aging well into their 80s, but with a lot of chronic diseases. A lot of chronic diseases that can be reversed and or prevented if we start early enough with our patients.
I think that's a great point. So let's talk about that starting early enough. What are the indicators or signs that men can look out for if they suspect a need for hormone health support?
So some of the signs that a male might experience to let them know that perhaps testosterone is decreasing and cortisol levels are increasing could simply be fatigue, daytime fatigue. For most men, the biggest driver that they come in here for is often erectile dysfunction. But I'll be honest with you, Bill, by the time they're having erectile dysfunction, they have probably experienced years and years of slow decline of testosterone. Over those years, they're already starting to develop increased weight, fatigue. With the increased weight, they could develop sleep apnea, which is the number one cause of heart attack and stroke. That's the biggest risk factor with sleep apnea. They will come in and tell you, "Doc, I'm not sleeping well. I don't know what's changed in my life. However, I'm not sleeping as well." Then you ask them the question of, "Hey, do you snore? Does your wife notice that you snore? Does your partner notice that you snore?" And quite often the answer is yes. That is a big red flag. Addressing sleep apnea is one of those foundational things that we do also here at Prosperity Health.
I wouldn't think that sleep apnea and hormone health are connected, but you just said it is.
It actually is. Think of it this way. If you have sleep apnea and your body is waking you up, let's say 20 or 30 times in an hour, literally you're not breathing, you're not carrying oxygen to your heart or your lungs, you're going to release more cortisol. So there we go again. Your body might perceive that you're being chased by a saber-toothed tiger at 2 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't know the difference. So cortisol levels go up. You're fatigued. You're tired. You're, again, choosing caffeine and sugar to get your energy levels up. And that's where we start going down this pathway where individuals not only might need testosterone, but we need to get that sleep apnea under control.
Well, you just really did a great job tying that together for us. Sleep apnea increases your cortisol, which again is not good for the body in developing these other things. So thank you for explaining that to us and putting the two together. So sleep is one thing we need to really pay attention to. Are there other specific lifestyle changes or habits that can help men in improving and maintaining their hormone health, if you will, as they age?
Sure. So apart from hormones, I'm going to tell you eating a healthy diet. We tend to eat more and more ultra-processed foods in this United States, which directly correlates with the development of diabetes and heart disease. And actually, there's more and more evidence showing that the ultra-processed foods that we're eating currently may lead to a increased risk of Alzheimer's.
Wow. Holy cow. Incredible. So eating a healthy diet is really number one on the list of things we can do to make sure that we're protecting our hormone health.
Absolutely.
So not that you're a nutritionist, but we've heard that we should pay attention to the Mediterranean diet. So stay away from red meat, stay away from processed foods, pay more attention to vegetables, kind of a plant-based diet, stay away from sugary beverages. Is that right?
The Mediterranean diet would be an excellent example of the healthiest type of diet out there. So it includes a lot of natural fruits and vegetables in their original form. They're not overly processed. Healthy fats, fish oil, olive oil, fruits and vegetables. Also taking your time to eat. We're always in a rush to eat in the United States, and we're running out the door, or we have our food in the car while we're trying to get from one activity to another. Studies actually have shown that eating the Mediterranean diet, but actually taking your time to chew and enjoy the food, again, decreases cortisol, creates more joy, and you're actually digesting it in a better shape and form.
Another great tip and piece of advice. So thank you for that. So then what are some common misconceptions or myths that may be related to men's hormone health, and what's the truth behind them?
Often men come into my office saying, why do I need this? You know, my friends are using it. My wife really wants me to look into this, doc. Why do I need hormone replacement therapy? The question I pose to them is, all right, you're about 45, 50 years old. Where do you want to be in 30 years? I ask them, what do you want your life to look like in the next 25 to 30 years? And they say, well, I want to be the active grandfather. I want to still be doing all the golfing and fishing and hiking and doing all those things. Well, that's great. In order to do that, you've actually got to invest in eating healthy, exercising, and also considering doing hormone replacement therapy to help build more stamina, endurance, muscle, and really get out there and maintain that health.
So let's talk about hormone therapy for a minute. I was going to ask you, are there any other proactive measures that men can take to prevent hormone imbalances? When it comes to testosterone, I know there's a range, and men can be at the high range or the low range, but if you're in the range, primary physicians are reticent to say, yep, I'm going to put you on hormone replacement therapy or hormone therapy. What do we need to know about that? Is everybody different when it comes to this? And even though you might have normal levels of testosterone, is it true you might still need more?
That is actually the million-dollar question. I love that question about hormone levels. So if you're a 45-year-old, 50-year-old male, most primary care physicians, most doctors out there will draw your level and they'll say, guess what? Your level is normal for a 45-year-old, 50-year-old male. Okay, great. That level actually could be about 50% lower than what you were at the age of 25 or 30 years old. But in addition to that, it's not just the actual hormone level that I'm looking at. I'm looking at your symptoms. When an individual male comes in here, obviously they're seeking counseling because they're not feeling well. They're gaining weight. They're fatigued. They're tired. They're not able to keep up with their daily activities. And now they're being told by a lot of their traditional doctors that, hey, you've got diabetes. You've got heart disease. Here's a whole plate full of medications that you need to control these issues. What I try to do is explain to men that even if your levels are normal for a 45 or 50-year-old male, that's not good enough. We want you to feel great, and we want to get your levels to approximately the level of a young 25, 30-year-old male. Chances are, that's probably when you felt the best in your entire lifetime.
Check on that. True. Yes, I can corroborate that one. So that's a really good point. So even though your testosterone levels might be in the normal range, if you are experiencing some of the symptoms, ED, the tire around the midsection, fatigue, the other things that you talked about, that is a sign that even though your level might be in the normal range, you could need some hormone therapy to go along with it because you are experiencing symptoms. Is that right?
That is correct. Yes. So most individuals will say, well, based on your age, Bill, I'm not going to treat you for it. But functional medicine doctors or doctors who have had advanced training in hormone replacement therapy will say, well, clearly you have symptoms. You've gained 20 to 30 pounds in the last 4 or 5 years. We're not moving in the right direction. So what else can we do to help you? And hormone replacement therapy is one of the key foundations towards creating wellness and prevention.
And then incorporating those lifestyle changes as well certainly can help you be that active grandparent that is still golfing in their 70s and having that active lifestyle that you want. Is that right?
Absolutely.
I love it. Dr. Hakeem, this has been fascinating and informative. I want to thank you for your time. Is there anything you want to add as we talk about keeping men active and healthy as they age?
Absolutely. If you're interested in finding out more about our advanced wellness therapies at Prosperity Health, I encourage you to give us a call at 248-997-4242, or please go to our website, prosperityhealthmi.com. Look at our website, give us a call. We have a wonderful group of individuals here who are very passionate about creating a better you. And we would love to see you in person.
Absolutely. Dr. Hakeem, thank you again. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
You too. And if you found this great information useful, we ask that you share it on your social media channels and check out the full podcast library for topics of interest to you. This is the Top Docs Podcast. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.